From WXPN and NPR Music, World Cafe time again. I'm David Dye. The Cayamo Cruise is a floating music festival in the Caribbean each February, and this past one, World Cafe was on board and captured an amazing week of duo performances, mostly, that you can revisit on our website at worldcafe.npr.org. We finish off our week today with a perfect combination of performers, Brandi Carlile with the Indigo Girls. Brandi has performed with Amy Ray and Emily Salyers on past cruises, but they wanted to kind of formalize things this time around and put on two concerts together. They were spectacular, and a pumped-up audience, as you will hear, attended. It's Live with the Indigo Girls and Brandi Carlile from Cayamo coming up on the World Cafe. We finish off our week of sessions recorded on the Cayamo Cruise in February with Indigo Girls and Brandi Carlile together. Brandi was a longtime fan of the Indigo Girls before starting to sing with them, and they formalized it this cruise with two special combined sets, and today we'll listen in on one of them. Brandi Carlile released her self-titled major label debut in 2005, and her most recent full-length, Give Up the Ghost, came out in 2009. Indigo Girls are Amy Ray and Emily Salyers, longtime friends of the World Cafe. The Georgia duo debuted in 1987, and their most recent release is a live album. Brandi Carlile starts out this duo set together with a song she wrote with Elton John called Caroline.
Dawn, 20 years have come and gone. I know when it stays for me. A day in June you came to me. I've seen through someone else's eyes, but nothing on the other side. Every motel, every town, pieces scattered all around. Promises that I can't be. Someone's heart that I can't keep. Days so long I couldn't speak. Road so rocky I can't sleep. But I've seen things so beautiful. Beauty in a struggle, and in time I-
Thanks, y'all. Thank you.
Just sort of met Emily, but you know, I've been an Indigo Girls fan since I was a teenager. And I know I'm not supposed to tell stories, so I'll be quick about this. But she comes to my house because she's going to write a song with me. And she's honestly my favorite songwriter in life. So I was already nervous and digesting my stomach lining and just a complete freak about this whole thing. And she's there and I'm just like following her lead. And she's like, friend, do you have any ideas for a song? And I was like, no. And she says, well, she starts playing a riff, and it's like, do, 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 these notes. And I just drew a blank and I just started going. And I stayed on A for an impossibly long time. Never changing chords. She wrote the song around my fear. And she says, go write some lyrics and I'll write some. We go to opposite sides of the room and she's sitting on one side and I'm sitting on one side. And I was like, after half an hour, it's like, I came up with it. Throwing coins in a wishing well, if I couldn't count, then I couldn't tell, wouldn't worry me when my wishes don't come true. And she goes, okay, friend, I've got some too. 7 nights and 7 days, it made my world to see your face. Sweet harbinger of sin, the serpent's been let loose. So just keep this in mind.
Thanks, y'all. sad, sweet old life. Become a bag of bones.
Clarity. I went to the doctor.
story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true.
The story, Brandi Carlile finishing up an amazing set with Brandi Carlile and the Indigo Girls together from the Kiamo Cruise recorded this past February. Our thanks again to Alan Smith for recording and mixing today's session. Thanks also to the folks from Kiamo, Becky Carr, Rodney Stammel, and of course the head of Sixth Man and the guy you see everywhere in the boat, Andy Levine, for making this all possible and for welcoming us. It's a whole lot of fun.